an email a couple of weeks ago from a guy named Gavin, who's a Shep boy, and he is also an inventor. He's created an app, and we want to know more about it. So we thought we'd get him on the show now to have a chat. Morning, Gavin. How are you going?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Thanks for coming on the show this morning. We want to talk about this app you've created. It's called the Recall app. Tell us about it.
So Recall is just it's a flashcard app that uses this concept of spaced repetition to make learning much more efficient by spacing out learning in chunks rather than cramming.
Right. So this is kind of aimed at students studying at the moment?
That's what I'm trying to get mostly, but really anyone could use it because everyone has to learn things, of course, in their work. So the basic idea is that if you wait until you're just about to forget a piece of information and that's when you recall that information, The amount of time that you have to wait until you have to do that again increases exponentially. Makes it very efficient to learn things, yeah.
Sounds fascinating. For example, Gav, I want to learn Albanian better because my father's Albanian. I talk about it on the show a lot, and I want to learn the language a lot better so I can communicate to my friends and my family more. How can I use the app to learn and recall the language a lot better?
Well, I actually used this exact technique in my Year 12 study for Italian, and it worked very, very well. I just entered in all the words that I wanted to learn, and I revisit them whenever the app tells me to, or I just use paper, and I found it worked very well. So you should just put in the vocabulary that you want and do it that way.
So how do you know that you're about to forget something? You say wait until you're about to forget it, and that's when you're going to learn it the best. How do you know?
Well, the thing is, it's very hard to know. So the way I'm doing it is that when you get a card right, you put it into like the next sort of, I call it a box, and you say like, I visit that box every week. And if you get it right in the every week box, then you do it every 2 weeks and that sort of thing. And if you ever get it wrong, then you see it every day. And it's very annoying to do that just like with paper and flashcards on a table, which is how I was doing it. So I decided I'd make an app for it that would make it very convenient to do it on the go.
How do you know just to make an app? Because I have all these ideas, but I'd have no idea how to even start an app. Did you create the app yourself, or did you pay for someone to do it for you?
Yeah, it's quite a process from what I've heard.
Yeah, so I did do it myself.
Wow.
You just have to learn the right programming languages and read up on it and watch YouTube videos and that sort of thing, and you eventually get there.
Do you have any stats on how it's performing overall? In like the app store?
Yeah, I do. Right now I have 570 users, and that's been 58 days ago when I first published it.
Good effort.
Well, you've got 571 now, mate. I'm on. I'm going to learn. Albanian's the only thing I need to learn right now. Besides that, I don't do a lot of learning
anymore.
You
should put some radio notes in, maybe.
How to
tips
talk.
On how to speak.
Can you help me speak English, first of all, mate? Because I struggle with that. My goodness.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.